Blog Talk Radio.
In your face, all over the place.
We're online 24/7. 24/7.
You're listening to the hottest internet station.
Yo, it's your girl, Nina Capone. You're tuned in to Streets Radio, y'all. We got a lot of exciting things going on today. Yo, we was looking at the stats. You know, we just got on. Shout out to the new DJ, the official Industries Radio DJ, DJ T-Dog. Yo, he's been rocking out with me for a minute now, so it's official. He's definitely on deck. Definitely going to be making sure y'all getting them spins for real, getting that crazy music. So, artists, if you got music, I can definitely get it to the DJ. You know what I mean? You can be included in some of the mix that we will be broadcasting live and on air, of course, don't we do? If you don't know, you know what I mean, the show is going bananas right now. We're talking 700 to 800 downloads per episode. We broadcast live, you know, 3 times a week. You can check us out on iTunes. We're coming to XM Radio. That's right, yeah. We'll be on XM Radio soon. Next few weeks. Definitely got a lot going on. We just had the Hoodstock event. Definitely getting the footage ready. Yo, so many acts. So much footage. You know, we had 5 hours of footage. So if you think I'm just sitting over here, just sitting on it, please understand that's not what's going on. We just got to make sure it's good for you. It's good for the sponsors. It's good for everybody that's going to take a look at it. We're trying to make it so you can see your interviews as well. We got the interviews. They're hot. Everything came out crazy. I'm excited to post it. Have it up on the site, industriesradio.com. Tonight I interview Jay Wise. That's right. Live and direct is what I do. Yo, tonight I'm going to interview a guest who's definitely out here doing his thing. And, like, I got a lot of information. I did post it, you know, on the broadcast there, you know. Jay Wise is originally from Brooklyn. He moved to Orlando, Florida when he was young. He's one of the artists you will hear throughout the year, of course. I listened to some of his music. I was reading, but I'm not going to read that because y'all know I don't like to read stuff. Not what I do. So if you haven't heard, you can definitely check him out on imjwise.com. That's I-M as in I-A-M. I know y'all ignorant as shit. So I-A-M-J-W-I-S-E.com. Not spelled like N-D-A, streets. Because y'all know I'm ignorant as fuck as well. But definitely check him out. Show him some support. Show him some love. First, I want to jump into one of his joints. You know, I listened to his music today and was like, wow. You know, I'm a hater. That's right. I said it here first. I'm a hater. So when I hear people music, you know, the last thing I do is I don't look for that hit first. I'm like, no, it's not going to be hot. So first I'm going to check and see if we got Jay Wise on the line. And then we're going to jump into the joint. Jay Wise, you on the line with me?
What's up? What's going on?
What's up? You see how I just had you in queue on hold. He like, yo, what's going on? I don't know what you hear when you get that, but it's protocol. They tell me to do it that way. So... But it's good. I got you. I got a hold of you. So we want first, before I even get started on the interview, I want to jump in one of your songs because I heard it first and I was kind of impressed. And like I said, as you heard, I'm a hater. So it was really hard to impress me. So I was like, you know what, Dan, I want to play one of his songs first to let people know, you know, this is what it is. And then I'm going to come back and I'm going to ask you a million questions, okay? So hold the line for me. We're going to jump in to make you holler, because, you know, I like when people make me holler. In a lot of different ways, though, I'm just saying. So we're going to jump into this joint right here. It's my boy Jay Wise. We got him on the line with us right now. Stay tuned. Check this joint out. I'll be back to the line to find out what y'all think about it. And for the full interview, here we go. Let's go.
Could not mention. Shawty, what's your name? Baby, what's your name?
give me your number, your body, that would make my day, that would make my night, I see she bright, I'm trying to put out her light, trying to put up her front, but the day is no her, see them her tight, wouldn't waste no time, cause she know she fine, something out of magazine, yeah, something out of movie scene, trying to teach her in a place that'll make it green.
Mother, the Lord, that girl knows she's fine. I'm gonna give it to her, make her tell me that it's mine. See them, mother, the Lord, that girl knows she's fine. I'm gonna give it to her, to her, to her.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I wanna make you holler. Say, oh.
I'm about to bring my boy Jay Wise back on the line. Jay, you still there with me?
I'm still here. What's going on?
That's a hot joint. Seriously, though, like, I'm a hater, so I was like, aw. And then I ain't gonna lie, like, y'all was racing in the music in because, you know, I was fussing and everything. I was like, yo, I don't have the music yet. I can't listen to music. I can't critique it. So I was like, all right, get with them. I need to hear the music. So, you know, and I'm hearing, you know, my people's going on and sent the email out, and I got the music at like 8 o'clock this morning.
Okay.
So I'm listening to the music loud as shit. My neighbor like, yo, who that? I'm like, why you listening? You live out of there on North. So they like, yo, who that though? And I'm like, you're not getting my CD. No, forget about it. But, you know, and I'm like, damn, I doing all right. Make you holler. And I was like, yo, I felt like a stripper for like 12 minutes. I ain't gonna lie. You know, I pulled the pole out. I was like,
what?
My shorty gonna like this.
That's what's up.
No. Real talk though, that joint featuring what, Kevin Costner, I'm thinking.
Kevin Costner, yeah.
That's a good
joint. You know, the Grammy nominee for writing Love Knockdown for Keri Hilson.
Oh no, say word. That's
He wrote some stuff for Mary J. Blige, Justin Bieber. So, you know, he's real good people. So you could go check out his new project.
Damn it, he needs to get an interview too. I mean, why not? I need all the celebs on here. Y'all can't be keeping them from me. That's not good.
All right, I'll shoot you the. I'm gonna shoot you the info after this.
Definitely, definitely. All right, but back to you. He cool and everything. He can sing and everything, but you killed it. So all right. I'm gonna go through my traditional interview technique here. This is what I do. So you know, I like to know, I like to find out all the information. Most of my questions come from our listeners, you know, things that they want to know about the artist and things like that. So I want to know, first of all, I always put you on the spot. One of the two words that I want you to describe yourself in two words.
Ambitious and determined.
Nice. Okay. I'm gonna live with that. I'm gonna rock with that because I've done my homework on you. Because y'all didn't see no picture either. Yes, I'm putting you on blast. So I had to go and find a picture of you on Reverb Nation. Like, I was on my job, though. The good thing is I do this. So
yeah.
I'm like, you know what? And I'm a rapper, and I know how we get. So, you know, it wasn't about nothing. I just talk about you on the air. I don't care.
It's cool.
So.
I've been doing a lot of revamping because, you know, I just got out of my contract. So, you know, I'm riding solo now. I'm independent. So we've been doing a lot of revamping and rebuilding. You know, because I got a new project coming out next year.
See, we're going to get into all that, because that's what I want to know.
Yep.
But that's at the end. So I want to first talk about your name, J-Wise. Like, where did it come from, and how does it relate to your craft?
J-Wise, it was a nickname given to me by my uncle, because I was a little nerd when I was younger. I was always reading the dictionary, reading the book. he just called me J-Wise. But the wise part, the meaning of it grew later on in life, and it stands for Will I Survive Evil? Because, you know, I grew up in the hood, and I always was like, damn, I don't think I'll ever make it out.
Right,
you know?
Right.
But, you know, I made a change, and now I'm on a positive route.
That's nice, though. That's good money, because that's where you should be. That's what it's all about. But so tell me, how many years have you been, like, really dedicating time to this craft, to just building your music, building yourself as an artist?
I took it seriously, I think, in 2002,
mm-hmm.
when I dropped out of college. When I went to college, it was like, I felt like it was not for me. It was not what I wanted to do, because music was my passion.
Right, right.
So after that, you know, I started winning freestyle competitions. I was a Sprite champion and Rock the Mic champion. And then I stopped doing the freestyle thing, and then because I really wanted to focus on just writing.
Right, right.
And writing is what I really wanted to do. I liked it. Compose music.
Nice. So do you feel like you've mastered it already?
I don't think it's something that you can really master. You get an understanding how you want to reflect, you know, how you want your art to reflect, but you're always growing because when you're going through life, things change, so you change
always
with your life. So I think you just grow and your music grow with you. So
right. So you've honed your craft. Basically.
Pretty much, yeah.
Nice. That's what I say. I was like, no, I've honed my craft. I wouldn't say I mastered it.
Yeah.
I learned that from somebody. Somebody told me to say it like that. I was like, all right,
yeah.
I'm going to say it like that. That's cool. Good answer.
And it's pretty much when you long gone is when people will say you was a master at it. Cause that's it. There's no more that could come from you. So
you're
a master of doing what you do.
I'm not ready to be a master yet then. Definitely not. So are there any artists out here right now that you look up to, like, you know, like far as not mimic, but say, you know what, I like that style, like the swag, you know, I'm gonna utilize some of his characteristics or her characteristics in creating my own image?
You know, it's going to sound crazy, but I'm like a big fan of Sade.
Okay.
And Coldplay.
Okay.
So it's artists outside of my genre that inspire me.
But it's really not outside the genre. I'm going to tell you why, because I listened to your music and I was like, yo, this is who he is. And I know you're AKA Mr. Lover. See, I do my homework. I don't just get this stuff. And that's why, you know, I do read. You know, I'm a bit of a nerd myself. See, so that's one of the things. I don't think it's really far off. So I can see you saying, okay, that's a... Because she's smooth, she's laid back, she's reserved.
Yeah.
And you
That's
seem to
food.
Be the same way, and you in love with her. Whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever.
For real. That's my boo right there.
So what is your current state, like your current take on the state of music right now with the sound and the digital conversion of record sales, labels, promotions? You've had contracts, you've been in situations already, so tell me where you are mentally right now with the current state of the industry.
Right now, I could see it already reverting back to the way it used to be. I have this feeling that it's going to be more serious music coming out from hip-hop, because the popcorn bubblegum stuff is already getting played. Like, I don't know how many more fads could come out, but I think it's going to revert back to the way it was. And I think it's going to take, like, you know, new, fresh people. Because, I got younger cousins, and, you know, they're in high school, and they really don't like listening to Lil Wayne and stuff like that. There's underground artists that they're listening to
right.
that are more like how it used to be, like Rakim and back in the days where they actually.
You know, that's so funny you said that. Like, my daughter's 17, and she came in, and she, you know, I'm like, wow, why is my radio show so big? Like, I actually had a meeting recently. And not to make this about me, but just to get a little insight of what you're saying. During my interview, they're like, wow, how are you getting these numbers? Like, what is your individual-based internet radio show? Like, how were your numbers? How was it possible for you to you know, get 700, 800 downloads of one episode, and you're doing, you know, 3-4 episodes a week?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I don't know. Well, you know, I did some surveys. I put some information out there. I collected some data, did some research, and I found out that you're right. You are 100% right. These young people look at my radio show as the old school Philly mixtape. And I was like, wow, for real, that's crazy. I didn't even know. And this is what, because that's what I play. I play underground music. I play old school hip hop. You know, my daughter came in today, and she was like, you know, she listened to this joint I was playing with all night. She was like, Mom, why was you up making noise all night trying to sleep? And I'm like, your mom's very responsible and rude. You should move out and pay your own way.
Oh, man.
But, you know, she was like, man, I like your music better. I don't like to listen to this other stuff. So I think you're right about that. I think that music is going back to, you know, where we grew up at, and that's a good thing. It gives us a chance to make some money again.
yeah, what? For real. And you know,
exactly.
Hip-hop is already a rebellious-type music. It's rebellious
exactly.
type culture. So when we have the radio telling you what you have to listen to, telling you what you got to wear, the TVs or the BET telling you how to dress, you should be dressing skinny jeans and stuff. Not that it's completely bad, you know,
it's bad.
When it's repetitive and it just seems like that's what they're trying to force upon you,
you're
gonna rebel. You know,
hip
hop was a rebellious culture.
That's exactly. Hip hop is rebellion. It is what it is. It's always been that. My mom is a vocalist. She's a vocal coach, a singer. She traveled all around the world. And guess what I do? I rap. And then she's listening right now because she usually is. She's probably like, "You damn it!" But, you know, I can sing. I have a beautiful voice. I love to sing, but I rap. I rap because I like the rebellion in it. I know that she, you know, I put up on my status last night, sitting here, just got these beats from these white boys, and I'm killing it right now in my zone. And she called me like, "What does that mean?" Mom, stay on my Facebook, for real. Just stay the hell on my Facebook status. But it tells you, like, no matter what, like, we are who we are. And that's where only a few of us can fit into that package, that culture.
Mm-hmm.
We rebel. It's what we do.
True.
So let me ask now, do you consider yourself a performing artist at this time or more of a studio artist?
I could say studio artist right now because I kind of postponed a lot of shows because I wanted to focus on building up something, creating a project that's worthy of listening to. You know, because you see a lot of artists go in the studio, rap over the same beats that's already popular and just remaking and cookie cutters and too many cookie cutters. You know, I just want to create something like they used to do. Like, they sat and they wrote and they, you know, created art.
Right.
At the time of what they was going to put out. You know, because if I'm going to put something out, it got to be good. Because, you know, mind you, I'm independent. So if someone's going to listen to me for the first time, I want to be impactful on, you know, I want to have an impact on them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So being as though everything is done for a reason, everything. Mm-hmm. We wake up to do something. What is your reason for doing music beyond a general love for the craft itself? I mean, we know you're a musician, you're a hip hop artist, you're an artist, period. You love music. So what else do you do it for? And this is the moment of truth.
Because I feel like I'm the voice of the people. And
hey, that's my. Did you read my blurb? You know what? I'm the voice of. That's what Industry Radio is. We are the voice of the artist, the voice of the people. So you can't use that. I need a new answer.
I don't know how else to put it, because it's like my ideologies plus with the people who have no voice or who's not really skillful at, you know, rapping or whatnot.
That's what our job is as rappers. You know, I'm joking, and that is my slogan. You know, the voice of the artist, and that's what I love to hear from artists. So I can't be mad at the answer. And honestly, I'm a hater, so I had to hate on you. But
yeah. I know it sounds so cliche, because most of the artists probably that come on your show say, well, my music is different from everyone else. I don't want to say that, but because I prefer people to listen to me and then see that, you know, my direction is a little different.
It's different, right?
Yeah, because I have an ambiguous way of writing. Like I try to write certain songs. Like if you listen to my song "Ease Your Pain," I wrote it in a way where you define what the song means to you.
Well,
you know.
With that being said, let's listen. I want to hear it. I think the world is ready to hear it. I think we should listen to it right now. So you know what you're about to do. You're going to go on hold. We're going to check out Ease Your Pain, and we're going to come back and we're going to talk about it a little bit, because that's what I'm into. Let's do it. Industries Radio, your girl Nina Capone, got Jay Wise on the line. This is what we're about to do. This is Ease Your Pain. Here we go.
Come on, babe.
One more way and you won't survive.
Damn.
And I'm not scared.
Not scared.
Of your time.
Come on, babe.
Feel like you anyhow.
I can't do nothing.
Yeah. You'll be waiting in pain.
Yo, 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 it's your girl Nina Capone. I'm still here in the streets radio. I'm on the air live with my boy Jay Wise. That was Ease Your Pain. And now we're going to talk about it. Cause
yeah.
All right, you want to hear my opinion?
Of course you do.
Of course you do. Because if you didn't, I was going to mute you and tell you.
Hey, you're a hater, so I'm bracing myself because I already know you're a hater. So, you know.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you the honest guy's truth. That was well put together. I couldn't have done it better myself.
Honestly, I
personally think that you are going to appeal to a broader audience.
For
lack of better words, the other crowd. and that's a great thing because that's a record seller. What we just played here, Ease Your Pain is a soundtrack. You know, and I'm good at this. This is what I do. I'm good at what I do. I don't know about the rest of y'all, but I'm good at what I do. But no, seriously, that's a good song. I can see that song. I mean, what I also do, a lot of people don't know, is I help some films get, you know, their music, and I do some placements and things like that. So, I mean, this is one of the things I go back and listen to. This is why I'm so adamant about listening to my guest's music, to say, hey, because when you got 5 million tracks of some artists, one of those tracks are going to stand out when you're in another type of meeting, and they're like, hey, Nina, you got music? What do you think about this scene right here? What song do you hear behind it? And I'm like, oh, Ease Your Pain by Jay Wise. Like, what else? You know, and that's what I do, and that's why I'm so adamant about, you know, listening and understanding people's music and find out who people are and see how humble you are. And if you're somebody I actually want to say, you know what, bring that guy to New York. Let's get in this meeting with me and let's go from there. So I really like that. I'm not going to hate on that one. I might hate on Pursuit of Happiness, but we'll get into that later. I don't know.
I could breathe now because I was holding my breath like, oh my gosh, she about
to hate on that. I've hated on people on the air before, and that's fine because, you know what, nobody takes me personal. They just be like, you know what, because I'm not going to lie to you. I'm an artist, too, and I'm an artist first. Before I get on the radio and do any of this in interviews or playing anybody else's music, I still record every day. I still write my own stuff, and, you know, I get in my own bag, and I'm my biggest critic. I'm the reason why I'm not Christina Aguilera rich right now because I, you know, I'm like, I'm not ready. They're like, yo, you 50.
I do the same thing. See, I feel you. I do the same. I be like, nah, I ain't ready. I got to touch it up some more.
Steady Adlib's backgrounds.
You're right. And my engineer would be like, come on, Jay, what else can you do to it?
I ain't got no more room. Man. You took it the whole hard drive. It's terabyte.
Hey, and you ever go back to the studio, you'd be like, oh, no, take that out.
I was listening to it on the way home, and they like, for real, man, stop. This is why people hate to give me copies when I leave the studio. Like, don't give her no copy. No, right. take that whole song. Because I go home and rewrite it. So, I want to relay that joint because it didn't make sense. They like, no, we got it. No.
Right.
It didn't make sense. It didn't come off right. But, you know, that's the good part about being an artist, though. We are our biggest critics, you know, and it's good, though, to be able to judge another artist and go back and forth and critique artists and have artists critique you. I love when somebody tell me, Yoni, that was, and it's usually the mix. They're like, oh, that mix wasn't good. I'm like, well, shit, that ain't my problem. That's the engineer. I need his number.
Right.
For him about that. I don't do that shit.
Yeah.
Create the song, you know, but it's a good thing. Definitely a good thing. So, another question I really wanted to, I don't ask this to every single artist, but, you know, I do follow a format, I do follow a list when I am going through my interview questions. And one, I see something in you, I see you going far, I hear a good sound from you. And I want to ask, most artists and sports players are known to blow money. Once they get money, we blow it.
Mm-hmm.
What would you do differently to secure your financial future?
Oh, I already have my plans to make investments. Like, you already know, like I said, I was a nerd, So one of the biggest things that I really want to invest in is nanotechnology. I think that's going to be the future of a lot of things. I mean, it's already being used in a lot of stuff right now.
Right.
I want to invest in some secret stuff that I have, a little ideas with nanotechnology that I'm not going to disclose.
Could you call me? You don't got to say it over the air, but could you not leave me out, though? I'm going to end.
I got you.
You know I'm a bit of a nerd, too. You know I'm an engineer. Just FYI. I'm an engineer at, I ain't going to disclose my company. It's too big, and they'll be calling me. But I do that for a living. And, you know, not musical engineer, because I can't record.
No, I know what you're saying. That's why I'm like, damn, I might be able to use you. I might need your help.
Right, exactly. So don't forget Nina Capone. You know, she's not only the voice of the people, but she's the voice of the technical world, too.
Got to have a brain, too, you know.
Hey,
you gotta be out there selling dope all the time, being ignorant.
Before anything else, brains first. But if you could dictate the path of your career today, where would you be in the next 2 weeks? This is giving you no time to think. Next 2 weeks, where would you see yourself? If you have full control now, you got full control over this.
Have full control over
your career path. Where you want to be?
I'd probably just be in the studio recording albums and working on little side projects.
Bigger than that. Get bigger than that. You got full control. You got all the money behind you. Record labels love you. You know, like, it's your fantasy world. Come on, give it to me. 2 weeks.
I would be more concerned with, like, cancer issues and like, things that are bringing down communities and stuff like that. That's that's very dear to me. Like, I was just at a few days, what was it, Saturday? I was at the 5-mile walkathon for breast cancer.
Oh, yeah.
And I was there with Vanessa Echols, and she's one of the news anchors out here in Orlando, and she got breast cancer, and I was out there supporting a lot of friends that I know that got struck with that. So, you know, and I'm also doing Relay for Life. So anybody who's going to be in Orlando November 10th around Hunters Creek area, doing Relay for Life. You know, for people with cancers and stuff like that.
Well,
so
I might
want to
come
be very
out, because I'm a survivor, believe it or not.
True?
Yeah, of course. I wouldn't announce that on live or air if I wasn't.
I'm sorry. It just shocked me.
It shocked the hell out of you. It's a gut punch. Like, what?
I didn't know what to say. Right, for real.
I shock everybody with that. I'm coming out the closet with it, because it's something I dealt with for 17 years, and I'm still here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So when I hear people, and that's a supportive thing, I'm like, I'm on the bandwagon of it.
Yeah.
So
that's, you know, awesome. I've been supporting. This is one of my messages. Like, I post that on my Instagram. I'll be like telling friends and people and anybody who follows my music, don't wait till it's somebody who's close to you to try and support. You know,
right.
Do it now.
Right.
Like, jump it. Be active now, because, like, with breast cancer, it strikes 1 out of 8 women. That is a staggering number.
Right.
I don't think people understand. That is crazy.
And
you know?
cancer, period. Cancer patients live with not knowing if they'll wake up tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I live with that. I live with the truth of people saying you're never going to have kids. I had a doctor tell me you're never going to have children.
Oh,
you know,
my
and I
goodness.
I was like, wow, I can't.
I already know what you got.
And I
have a homegirl who's going through that problem right now, too.
I was 16. I tell these girls to get up. What do you mean? You know, I was 16 years old. I fell out in the elevator, hit my head, because I was like, I can't have kids. Well, you know, me being the rebeller, so I went to go out and try, and so be it. Here I got kids.
You see?
I got kids. Let's just say I got kids. No problem. But, you know, that's the thing. You know, God dictates that. So, you know, tell people every day, you know, hang in there, and it's a fight. And I always tell my friends, you know, support me while I'm here. Support my fight now. Don't support my fight. Don't walk for me when I can't walk with you. Shit, walk for me now. I can walk next to you. You know, so it's one of the things, you know, I'll also express to people like you who support that movement, that understand that cancer never goes away.
Nah.
If you have it, it lives in your body. This is why we see so many women who say, you know, they had the surgery and now it's somewhere else. And here we are, back where we started.
Mm-hmm.
Support them throughout. You know, support these people that you know throughout. Stand by them. We all go through these, our ups and downs, but there's no fight like that fight of cancer. Like, it's really been big. And since this is Cancer Awareness Month, that's why I'm going to knock this time in on it. You know, and I'm not a big advocate of it. I don't do the whole thing, you know. I don't walk around and say, hey, you know, feel sorry for me because
I have a
all that. But
yeah, you're not with that misery love company.
No, I'm not. I'm not at all, you know. And you know, I just start telling people about my situation. My best friends are like, they get mad at me. Like, why don't you say anything? And I'm like, because I don't need you, you know, hovering over me. Like, I'm handicapped.
Yeah.
I can move around.
True.
I can meet. I get depressed. I'll be like, damn. I can't have kids, so they told me that I'm mad to tell it to doctors. Now these guys get on my nerves. I'm like, they don't clean their room. They don't listen. They're school. They get in trouble. What the hell? So listen to the doctor. But, you know, it's a blessing, though, to have people like you around that, you know, understands that fight and willing to be a part of it, even, you know, with or without being a part of it. You're there, and that means a lot, you know, so... You know, kudos.
And you have my, kudos to you because, you know, you fought, you know, you did it and you made it happen. So I you have my utmost respect, you know.
Well,
this is very difficult. It's very difficult.
It is. It's a hard task to have to conquer. But, you know, I believe that everyone was put here for a reason. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that's the reason. The reason is to show the strength and to be a representative. When I say I'm the voice of the artist, I'm the voice of the artist who live with that agony. I'm the voice of the artists who write about it. I know a lot of poets that I'm bringing on a show who talk about their illnesses and things like that. Like, that's my mission. I don't look for, you know, I tell people I help you from the kindness of my heart. I don't help you for no monetary, you know, I think all that'll come later. You know, it'll come.
If
I'm supposed to have it, it's going to happen. If not, then I'm not. I'm going to leave the earth without it because guess what? Ain't no Brinks truck following my hearse.
But you know
it's
what? Do that too. And you know, when I'm doing this thing, I'm doing these things and being active for the community. Don't nobody know. I don't really broadcast it most of the time. I'm just doing it because I feel like it's something I must do. Like, it's just, I don't know, it's something in me. I feel like I gotta be a part to lend a help. You know, to lend a helping hand. And I don't care if people look at me as, oh, he's weak or he's too sympathetic or like you just don't understand how difficult these things are, like,
right,
you know,
right.
Living, like, I grew up in poverty, you know. Luckily, my parents never had any cancers or nothing like that, but they raised me properly. They're like, you know, when you see people look down, lend a helping hand because it means more. I don't know, it makes me feel better than to have someone put money in my hand, you know.
I prefer
that I help somebody. I know, it's something about it. I don't know. When you help someone or being part of a cause and making people aware of a problem.
I sleep better at night. I do. Yeah. I do it every day. I dedicate my own life and time to it. You know, I ran 3 clinics for 10 years. And that's some of the things you look at and you're like, wow. I mean, people will be like, oh, do you make a lot of money? I don't make a lot of money for what I do. But just to be out there, like you said, helping people, like, it's so rewarding. And then to come home and sleep and know that you did something positive, especially if you do wrong stuff too, because I'd always do something wrong. I swear. I'd be like, I'm going to go ahead and roll this up. I did a lot of good stuff today, though. I really did.
Yeah,
like,
true.
You know, so
you got to have some balance. You know?
I'd be like, you know, I don't want to do too much good. They'd be like, oh, no. But, you know what I mean? Honestly, though, it's great. Like, you made my day. I like talking to you. You're good guy. I'm definitely supporting you. You know, I'm not going to hate on you no more. No. No, not that I ever hated on you. You won't hear none of that. But, no, it's important, though. I love to hear artists with goals and real accomplishments. Like, to me, that means the world. That's everything. So, before they cut us off, because, you know, this interview is going to go the whole damn hour.
Oh,
but
I get shout out real quick.
I want to know more information first.
Okay.
You're going to give your shout-out. I'm going to give you that much. One more. I ain't going to cut you off before that. But I want to know, like, tell me about your latest project and where can we find, you know, where my new fans, because now you got a bunch of new fans. You got at least 700 new fans from Nina Capone. I'm going to give you those.
True.
The other ones, you know, they can find you on iTunes and stuff. But you definitely going to have another 700 fans added to your list here. So where can they find you at on the web and, you know, and
right now, it's just www.imjwise.com, and you can also go to livemixtapes.com, MixConnect, and DatPiff to find Gas No Breaks. But really, like, my next project is going to be, it's going to blow that out the water, which should be coming out, or I'm going to be naming the release date in February.
Okay.
So there's going to be a video, there's going to be a song that I'm going to release soon with a video. It's going to be the video first before I release the song. It's probably going to be released in December. So we started filming it in November 12th. So my next project is going to be much, much better.
you got to have Nina Capone on that project. I'm just saying. And you don't got to have your following in Florida, too. I don't know if you heard, you know, a DJ Kolak out there, the Panhandle. You know, that's my DJ. That's one of my other DJs. It's my Florida connect. So I do come out to the SL a lot.
Okay.
And I will be out there. So, you know, invite me out to be on this project because I will come out and do it. No problem with that. You know what
we
I mean?
We'll keep in touch, though. We'll keep in touch.
Definitely. Like, yeah. I'm like, man, like, you are phenomenal. You're awesome. And I'm going to interview you some more. And what's going to happen is, right, I'm going to blow you up. So you're going to use all my footage when you put your kid together.
I'll give you 5%. We're going to have to talk numbers now. You can take 5%.
There we go. But, you know what, like, you're good money. You're like, that's what's up. It's not too many artists you can really dig their brains and say. But even though I found that rappers are highly intelligent.
Yeah,
I learned
yeah.
that the hard way. I was like, yo, I'm not the only smart rapper. You know, I thought it was just me.
But what's sad is that most of them hide it. They're more into trying to be ignorant than they are trying to be.
Well, because that's what we were taught to do.
Yeah.
That it wasn't cool to be, you know, we had to be gangster. So it wasn't cool to be smart. Mm-hmm. And here we let that get in our way, you know, because we are the smart ones. This is why we have the wordplay that we have, and we can do all the multiple things that we do. People look at me like, Nina, you can do everything. I'm a fucking genius. How dare you? Like, I wouldn't be able to do everything. No, but I mean,
that's
a lot of artists, I love interviewing right now. Like, it's just been, it turned into more of a hobby to say, wow, just to find out information about people. Like, I'm not your nosy type. I could really care less about everybody in the entire world. But when I start interviewing, I'm like, wow, you get to really learn who people are. You get to find the information out and stuff that you wouldn't find out reading a bio or like you and I, we had a nice personal connection here. We had a great conversation. This is something, you know, I say, hey, go, it's on iTunes right after we hang up. Bam. Go download it for your portfolio and keep it and let people see who you are, because these questions may not come up again in another interview, you know?
Yeah. Well, I should come out there and be a co-host one day.
You can co-host right from where you are without even coming up. Listen, I got this. I build a for you. We do this. That's what you want to do? Say no.
We'll call it the JY Takeover.
The JY, listen, I have people take over the show all the time. This is what we do. Like, and when we go XM, I will be, if you, this is something that interests you, when we go XM, I will be looking for people. I will be giving people opportunities to do their own show. So,
building
Industries Radio has been out since 2006, and we're building a station here, a station of independent artists doing independent things, making independent moves, really, you know. And, you know, I have a huge team. You know, one of my boys, we got DJ Kolak from out Florida. He's in the pan. He's the panhandler. He be on my top. That's my boy, though. Like, you know, Kid Capri, he crazy as hell. That's my boy. Another listener, you know. DJ T-Dog, you know, he's our official DJ as of today. He's been signed on. He's the official DJ. So we're going to do a lot of mixes. We're going to get your music out there. We're getting the artist's music in the hands of the DJs now. So a lot of stations don't do that. They don't say, okay, what are you getting when you call up to a station and you get your song played? Are you in rotation? You may be. But now it's even bigger than that. You may be even on a mixtape, or you may be in a club being played or something like that. Like, that's the opportunity that I want to give my artists that call in and, you know, be on the industry's radio. And then I just did a concert. Yeah, we just did a hell of a concert. We just did a crazy concert with sound men and lights and all that shit. It was crazy. And I'm waiting for the footage to get done because it was a 7-hour show, 5 hours worth of footage, crazy HD. The footage is beautiful. And, you know, that's going to be up on a website. So, and we're going to do that every year. It was Hoodstock. We had 34 artists come through and rock the stage. It was crazy. So, I mean, it's things like that, you know, I want to give back to the artists. You know, I'm not charging artists to get on the stage and I'm going to charge you $50 to rock out. Like, no.
Yeah.
You got a good show and you're actually a good artist. Submit your music. and you'll be selected, and we'll put you on a show. I mean, 34 slots is a lot of slots. It's like powerhouse up in this joint. But, you know, we did it. We pulled it off for the first year. I was excited. I do another one for R&B artists called Soul Stock. You know, and I definitely want to keep in the loop of these things. So, you know, I send out a lot of emails, though, so you'll get them. You'll be like, Nina is a pain in the ass. But really, they're really good. It's good information. It's really good information. A lot of invites. A lot of things that we're doing throughout the city. Not just the city, but like I said, I'm coming out Florida. I'm going to be out Florida a lot, especially next year.
Okay.
You know, with the tour and me actually releasing who I am as an artist, as a radio owner and host and things like that. So I'll be pretty much everywhere. They can't stop me now. They didn't make the internet. Dead. Shouldn't have did this. I don't know. But I do have one last question before I get into the pursuit of happiness. Okay, because everybody that I have on a show, you know, I like for everybody to share a little bit of wisdom during my interviews. Just so what advice would you like to pass on? Just like your own personal, the Jay Wise quote. Like, I need you to give you a quote. Like, if it was just, you know, if it was in a book and they say Jay Wise says, give me your quote. Give me your own personal quote.
Wow, that put me on the spot.
I'm so extra. I know.
I don't know. Yeah.
Yes, you do, because you said like 20 different things. Like, so you got to get into your bag. I'm a Dr. Seuss. Get in with it. Come out with your Jay Wise quote.
You know, I'll be driving coats like crazy too. Look, now I got cold feet.
Could need a couple. <spot. laughs>
I guess when you're going down the road of life, you just got to take it, you know, you just got to go with it. Gas no brakes, just gas no brakes.
Oh, you
on the road of life, just gas no brakes.
You just cheated.
Stop.
I love it.
Roadblock, don't stop. Go through them. Bumps, go through them. Holes in the, go through them. Because on the road of life, you just got to take it.
I love it.
Go hard. Gas no brakes.
Yes, no breaks. I love it. I hate you because you just cheated, but I love it. And for those of you who don't know how he cheated, that's the name of his album. So, and I know that's all he's talking about in that joint. So, you know what? You cheated. It's cool. It's cool. I'm going to let you go with that one. But next time, I'm going to want your ass.
I know you do my homework next time. I'm coming on here.
But that was a good one. It was good though. Gas, no breaks. So.
I'm gonna Google what would Nina ask me today.
You better Google it. And they run around come up with a good answer for you. But that was a good one. You caught me with that one. I usually throw them off and they be like, Nina, I don't know, but you I got you. You know. But before we get out of here, I gotta play the Pursuit of Happiness. And before I jump into it, we got about 11 minutes, and this is about a four-minute song. So we got a few seconds left in between. So before we jump into that, tell us a little bit about The Pursuit of Happiness.
The Pursuit of Happiness is a song about, you know, it speaks for itself, you know, just trying to advance myself or people trying to advance themselves to a certain state or, you know, trying to get somewhere where they feel that they're comfortable and they can say that they've been successful, you know, and that happy feeling. And, you know, everybody's different. Everybody have a different heaven on earth that you could say, you know,
success.
That you're trying to reach. Yeah, that's
success. Success has 2 million definitions. So,
oh, man, it does.
Yes, yes.
So, you know,
successful to me is not to you, but I like that. I like that. I want to hear it now. So now I got it.
On the road of life, that pursuit of happiness, you gotta gas no brakes. You gotta keep going.
I'm run with this. Gas no brakes. Gas no.
I'm
you know
run.
I'm
run
right.
with it.
You know
I'm
gonna use
like commercial.
I'm gonna use that though. I'm gonna use it. I'm gonna like, man, come on. It's like, you know, gas
man,
no brakes.
Gas no brakes. Why are you crying? Gas no brakes, homie.
No
stop
brakes.
Crying.
Crying, man. Gas no brakes.
Man, no, gas no brakes.
That's Nina's new slang, so y'all heard it here first. Industries Radio, Jay Wise, it's your girl Nina Capone. We about to jump into the pursuit of happiness. Hang on, I'm going to try to get back to you if I don't get cut off. But Jay, hold the line, I will be back to you regardless. So let's jump into this drink, check it out, and see what it's hitting for. See, I got you. I can, you know, let me listen to your songs. I'll tell you. See, you can hear the influence in artists. And one thing about artists, you can actually listen and hear their music and say, okay, this they have an influence, and the influence is like my influence is probably like Motown and rock music.
Mm-hmm.
And you can hear it in my music because of our track selection.
Yeah.
Biggest giveaway, track selection. Track selection tells it all. And I love your accent too. It's so sexy.
Thank you.
I just started blushing and thought I needed to share that with you.
So. Don't start hollering yet. Make you holler already.
I'm like, you already made me holler. Now he got a little sexy accent. I'm like, oh, okay, I go to Florida. Get the hell out of here. It's cold here anyway. I'm out. I'm like, yeah. So do you have a Twitter? Because I need to follow you, and I need all my fans to follow you.
It's at @JWise_GNB.
JWise_GNB. Gotcha. Mm-hmm. So
my Instagram.
You got Instagram, too, though?
You don't want to go on my Instagram. I'll be acting a fool.
So me too. I put all my joints up, but you don't want to know. You just see. So yeah, I'm a fool on Instagram too.
It's IamJWise on Instagram.
IamJWise. See, I'm gonna follow you. I act crazy on there too. People be like, "Man, what did you cut it out?" I be like, "I can't. I got issues. I can't hold myself. I like to have fun. Life is too short." I be like, "Look, I don't know about you." I like to act a fool. I like to have fun. Like,
true.
I gotta answer questions. I be like, "What?" I said, "What?" See, it's bad thing. Instagram can go with you, and you be like, and I'm real bad with Twitter though. Like Twitter, I be saying shit like, "You see this nigga here?" And I put up pictures. I take pictures of people. Oh my god! I caught this little kid real quick at the supermarket, still in the cart. He was like 3 blocks away, but he was driving a cart like a car. So I caught him on a video joint. Yo, I was done. He was like 4 or 5. And he stole a cart. He had like oatmeal in the cart. I was dying. I was done. He was like, "Yo, you really taping shorty?" I'm like, "Mind your business. This is a movie." It was hilarious, though. Like, only in the hood do the kids get oatmeal and steal a cart. Then I was like, "Yo, why were you taking that cart to?" He was like, "Who said I was taking the cart? You're 3 blocks away from the market. You're taking the cart." I'm a fool. I tell you, I laugh at life, and it's fun. You know, there's nothing else to do sometime but to do that, and that's what we do. But this has been like one of the most. I don't want to piss all the other listeners or people I interview off, but this has been so nice. It's been a pleasure talking to you. You know what I mean? Like, I know when I'm in the Florida area, I'm going to hit you up because I'm definitely coming out. You know, I always say that and they get mad at me, but now that I said on the radio, Kolak, I'm coming.
You did.
I didn't set myself up. Get out here because I'm coming out there to do a concert. You know, I'm coming out there with the, what they call the DJs. Oh, my God. The Panhandle DJs is another group of DJs that I deal with out there. So I'm coming out there with the DJs to do my DJ thing. I don't know how to do the whole traditional turntable thing or whatever, but I'm still, you know, they still say I'm a DJ. So I'm like, oh shit, I'm a DJ now. Okay, all right. So I'm a DJ. It is what it is. I got to roll with DJ. So now I do the DJ thing. So I'm definitely coming out there to do the DJ thing. Then I'm going to take over the scene as the female rap artist out there because y'all don't really have that chick no more. So I'm going to come out there and do that. Although I'm a huge fan of Brianna. Like, I love Brianna. I'm like, Brianna Perry, she's like the shit. But I think she'd make it better over here in the East Coast. So we need to switch roles and get this shit popping. So definitely on my job with that, you know. But we definitely about to get out of here. I need to put a sweep on. I'm so into you right now. Like, that's so bad. My boyfriend is saying you're going to be mad. Give your shout out.
I got to give a shout out to IV Parallels. It's my new team. We're going to be making some moves. D is Sam. That's my family. We've been together forever. And everybody who support my music, Tony Starks, I know you've been keeping in touch with him. He's been making things happen for me. And Nina, thank you for having me. And I hope I can come back on here and rock with y'all again.
Oh, yeah, always welcome. And on that note, I got to get out of here. I got 14 seconds remaining. I'm going to play my sweep, and it's a done deal. JWise, be in touch. All the listeners that tuned in, stay in touch. Take the survey. IndustriesRadio.com. I'm your host, Nina Capone. We did it all crazy. I had a ball. We about to get out of here now. Let's do it.
In the mix. In the mix.
Hi, this is Britney Spears.
It's what up, this is Jay-Z.
This is Jennifer Lopez.
In the mix. With the hottest DJ.